Okay, so hello everyone. I will tell you a bit about myself. I'm very glad to be here in Perimeter. So, another Italian. I'm originally from Italy and from Vicenza. It's a city from Venice and Verona. Very nice place if you want to come for tourism, gastronomic tourism as well. I did my master and my undergraduate in Padova. 1 year Erasmus, I was then in Imperial College in London. I did my PhD close by, was at the University of Surrey. And then I traveled a bit for a postdocs. I was 1 year in Madrid at the Institute of Theoretical Physics, then a couple of years in Berlin at the Humboldt University, and then I was in Moscow at the Institute of Theoretical Physics. Well, I'm the only one here talking about my hobbies, but I inserted the slides. I like music. I play the trumpet since I was 12. Here it is me. You don't believe it, but it's just a different haircut. Sorry. I was playing at the wedding of my sister. I had just 3 months of practice at that time, and my plan was to do the wedding march for her. And yeah, it went well. Yeah. And I like also sports, keep running, mountain biking, swimming, depending on the country where I am, in which stage. It depends if one is better than the other one. Research, in terms of research, so broadly defined, I am a string theorist. For my PhD, I studied integrability in ADS-CFT and near horizon geometry, supergravity. Now, at the moment, I'm interested about applying integrability techniques for non-relativistic string theory. So the question that motivates me at the moment, like the big question that at a certain point probably we go there, it takes a lot of time, is holographic principle a fundamental law of nature? Well, so holographic principle, you all know, I don't need to explain, but tells you that a theory of gravity in a space-time is equivalent of a theory without gravity, just on the boundary. And the first concrete realization was given by Juan Maldacena about strings in ADS-5, process 5, and the n equal 4 super Jahn-Mills on the boundary. And for this type of duality, there has been a lot of non-trivial tests. And that has also been possible because of integrability, a nice property that both sides of the duality, the theories, they have such a property. Generalization also, such a duality has been possible to ADS-D cross something internal, due to some CFD on the boundary of your ADS spacetime. However, as you can see, all those generalizations, they actually want an ADS factor. And if you wanted to answer to this kind of fundamental question, if holography is a fundamental law of nature, you would like to provide some tests outside the ADS example. So what we actually think we need to understand is a non-ADS holography. And so here in Perimeter, we have a lot of experts in the flat space, as we have just seen before. My motivation comes more from non-relativistic limits of the ADS-5 process 5 string. So when you take such a non-relativistic limit of strings in a space-time, what you actually see is that the geometry changes. So from Lorentz, it becomes a Newton-Cartan. So in a Lorentzian space-time, you have one field bind that describes your geometry. But here, when you go to take the non-relativistic limit, you have two field binds. One that is longitudinal to your worksheet, it's called the tau field bind. And another one, which is a transfer to your worksheet, it takes on your foliation of the space. So you have a couple of field binds. Your string action changes in structure. It's not the usual Polyakov action quadratic in a partial x, but becomes a term that is quadratic plus a term that is linear. So the actions changes. You have a different geometry structure. And so I think that this setting is interesting to study non-ADS, which actually is even non-Lorentzian holography. So it will be quite new in that sense. So I tell you, well, progress that we have made so far with some collaborators. So we studied classical motions on non-relativistic strings in ADS-5 process 5. For instance, what is the analog of the BMN classical solution, like the spinning string, the famous spinning string in ADS-5 process 5? Here, there is an analog of the BMN, but it changes a bit in some features. We study also how to perturbatively expand your string action, the non-relativistic action. And also we found a Lax pair for this theory, which leads you to classical integrability. So for the future, well, it will be interesting to study properties of this string, non-relativistic string, using this emergent integrability property, like the spectral curves to arrive to the string spectrum. And it's also interesting to identify the dual field theory, because it's still not known what is the dual field theory of such a non-relativistic string. Okay, thank you.
Questions?
Hey, Andrea. Hey, sorry.
What does this fit with this program by Niels Obers and Perchtrap? They also talk about this non-relativistic stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. Basically, what they did is to study non-relativistic limit of strings in a very generic space-time geometry. So they figured out what is the actual space-time, how it changes, how it is the non-relativistic string. Because the non-relativistic limit, you can take it directly on coordinates, and that was done like in 2000 by Gomis Oguri, or in 2005 by Gomis and Kamimura in ADS5 cross S5. First in flat space, then in ADS5 cross S5. But it was not really understood at that time that the geometry comes from changes from Lorentzian to Newton-Cartan. What they did in Obers, Bershov, and those two groups mainly, was to understand that the sigma model is based on a Newton-Cartan geometry. They take different approaches. Like Bershov is more from an expansion point of view, like you take a C expansion and you see what you get. Niels Obers is from a null reduction. You have a time isometry, a null isometry, and you make a null reduction of your space time. But both, under some assumption, should be equivalent in the two pictures. And this is a very general framework. And when you take non-relative, what I'm doing is more take a concrete example, non-relativistic in ADS5 cross S5, and try to compute stuff and try to get a non-relativistic ADS CFT, like a non-ADS holography type. Will be interesting to work out more details, I think, and to get there. Thanks.
How could there be? I still don't understand physically how could this be. What is the obstacle? If I understand something relativistic, I just slow down, I get non-relativistic. It looks trivial.
Well, you have the divergent things. You have to deal with divergent terms, and that is not obvious. And usually, the equation of motion changes, so integrability is not obvious. It's not a straight limit, like when you do flat space-time, when you flatten out your ADS.
Not straightforward.
Yeah, it's not a straightforward limit.
It's straightforward. I mean, it's just to take velocity small, right? You expand in V over C.
It's because you're starting with a... Well, here I'm doing... Let's do like a space-time, so you have a... You take velocity smaller, so you want to send your speed of light to infinity. Well, you see that this term diverges. Here is just a particle. It's a particle limit, but the idea you can apply straight away to the string. So you have this term that explodes. And in your sigma model, when you have your Polyakov action, so you have one piece here that gives you a divergent term. And that changes the equation of motion. So you have to, first of all, you have to renormalize such a term, usually by adding a B field. So usually you have a B field with an S. And you fine tune such a B field in order to cancel the divergent term coming from the metric. You cancel it in a way that introduces some extra degrees of freedom, Lagrange multipliers. They are called they are non-dynamical, and those one introduce extra equation of motion that you have to consider.
If it's an unrelativistic limit of something that we understand relativistically, I cannot understand how it is hard. But if it is an unrelativistic theory limit of something deformed that's more complicated that we don't know how to solve, then okay. Is this the case? We are not studying the usual ADS5 times S5 duality, we are deforming the duality.
Oh, no, no, no.
And then we take the.
This is a. So this is closed. So you add something that is closed. So in. So in principle, it's a total divergent thing that you're adding. And it takes care of the divergent bit. But it's a total divergent term. So in principle, you are not adding something physical.
But for example, in the first equation, the fact that the first term is much bigger than the second is just velocity being small, right? Just that compared to dt, dx changes. Mm-hmm. That's the usual physics, right? All clock, more or less the same. But then they're a little bit different.
Well, but when you look like at the equation of motion here, something like that. Here you have something that diverges at G. And how do you treat that when you have in your equation of motion? Right, it's like you have a divergent term that you would like to eliminate before going to the equation of motion. Otherwise, you have to, well, you can carry on an expansion and look at, but for to be consistent, you have to look at every term, I think, in C. Also, all the subleading terms.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, we can discuss later.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. As he's saying, when you take this non-relativistic limit, you know, the center of mass energy diverges, which means that it's a very singular limit. That to define it, you have to randomize, and that creates a new. Well, so you can't just, yeah, you can't just naively apply.
No.
You think it's, for instance, in hydrodynamics, you know, there's a new conservation equation that appears.
Exactly.
Instead of having two mass, you have a new one, which is the number of conservation. So they are, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It was,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay then. Let's thank Andrea. Yeah.